Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What about the COVID situation a week into the year? We've seen school districts in other states that within days have had to go all virtual. I guess none of that here. What are you hearing from superintendents as far as that goes?
You know, they worked real hard over the summer to come up with good mitigation practices based on their community. You know, by that, I mean, you know, we've had a long standing tradition in Missouri of having local control. And by that, I mean school boards and school leaders that can make decisions based on what their community needs. So we do have a variety of different ways that districts have approached this school year, whether that's to implement mask mandates or have, you know, masks recommended. But regardless of how they've implemented, other mitigation strategies have been layered in to allow us to have school probably better than we were last year when we started down, you know, in-person learning. So, you know, they're continuing to implement those strategies, whether that's social distancing, whether that's, you know, mask mandates, whether that's, you know, hand washing and hygiene. You know, there's just a lot of different things. And in doing that, I believe all of our districts feel like they have a plan in place to try to minimize the disruptions as best as possible based on what their community's feelings are.
Yeah, I guess that's one of the advantages we have, even though in some ways we kind of feel like we are where we were a year ago dealing with this. At least we have that experience, and we came into this school year with that experience.
Absolutely. You know, we learned a lot last year. I will tell you, it is frustrating for our school leaders, for some of those that have implemented a mask mandate as part of their mitigation strategies, that now we see a lawsuit being filed to eliminate the ability for local control and to allow school districts to make decisions about what's best for their children and implement those mask mandates. You know, a lot of people point, well, there's not much spread in school, but also remember last year in our region, most schools had a mask mandate in place for the entire year. So I think that leads us to that kind of understanding that, yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of transmission in schools, but we had a lot of mitigation in place. And to erode the ability for school districts to make those choices through a lawsuit just doesn't seem to make sense to me. We've learned how to do in-person learning, and we all want in-person learning. So to me, it's one of those, let the local communities decide how best to implement that.
What about the argument from parents that it's their children and they and their children should make a choice on what's right for them?
And I certainly understand that. And I think that goes back to that local control. You know, our school district, you know, our school boards, I should say, are the largest elected body in the state. You can't get any more community-based than a school board. So obviously, I think those school boards, as they make decisions about how to implement these mitigation strategies, have a pulse on their community. Certainly there's going to be people in a community on both sides of the issue that are unhappy with the decision made, but there's also people on both sides of the issues on dress codes, on curriculum, on other things that may not be happy. But again, the community is represented in that school board. And I think they're in a great position to be able to make decisions about how best to implement it for the best of all kids in the district.
We've heard the complaints, and some of them can be quite loud and forceful, but have you heard of any cases of incidents actually in classrooms or at schools where either parents or students cause a problem because of a mask mandate?
I am sure they are present. There is no doubt. I have not polled or asked for any kind of feedback on that. I would say the majority of our parents, and this even reigns true when you look at some of the surveys out there, really feel as though if they can keep their kids in-person learning to minimize the disruptions as much as possible, they're willing. Nobody wants to wear a mask, but they're willing to have their students wear or their children wear a mask if that means that they can stay in school and not have to be quarantined. And really, that's the biggest piece of that mask mandate. When you have teachers and students that are wearing masks appropriately in classrooms, you can utilize a modified quarantine that doesn't make you exclude kids from school. When you don't have the mask present, then there are some health orders that will require you to exclude students from school in quarantine situations if the students and the teachers aren't wearing masks. So again, it's a decision each community has to make. I'm not going to presume that I'm smart enough to make that decision for every community, because I think every community needs to weigh in through that local school board and what those decisions are. But the best way to keep kids in school is to wear masks.
So if there is a quarantine situation, last year, of course, a lot of things were done virtually. This year, not as much anyway. How many school districts do have virtual options?
So I believe that every school district would have some sort of option for students that need to be virtual. By that, I mean the state of Missouri implemented a virtual option for all students in the state. I'm going to say it was 3 years ago, I believe, or maybe four. But that allowed all students to access virtual programming. So that is always available to students in Missouri. Beyond that, many of our school districts had an option from the start that if a student wanted to be virtual, they had their own program that also they utilized. Beyond that, it does become difficult if we have quarantining situations, because essentially you're put into a situation where a teacher may be teaching in-person learning as well as virtual learning at the same time. And that becomes very difficult for a teacher to be able to juggle both sides of that equation. So that becomes very difficult. And we don't have right now an AMIX plan, which was a plan that allowed schools to kind of move to virtual programming as needed. We don't have that in place right now. There are some other options for, you know, how school districts program, but that one ended at the end of last school year.
So this state provided virtual, how does that work? I mean, if a kid's in a class at one school, how does the state provide that education that he was getting when he's at home?
Essentially, it would be a decision made by a student going into a semester that they would like to attend virtually. At that point, I'm going to say there's maybe 10 providers that have been vetted by the state that are allowed to offer Missouri students that virtual programming. Now, any district could have their own virtual program that they accredit, so to say, or utilize for their students. But then there are also these, let's say, 10 or so from the state level that are also approved. So a student could pick, if their district had a program, they could pick that program, or they could choose from one of those programs that have been vetted by the state.
Now, what about a student who is in school, contracts COVID, or is a close contact that doesn't qualify for the modified quarantine, and so they have to go home in the middle of the semester? Do districts have a plan for that?
You know, one way that a district could utilize, or one system they could utilize, is we have a homebound system in the state of Missouri that allows for individualized instruction for students that are out due to health reasons. So they could utilize a homebound, and essentially that would allow a student to receive 5 hours of direct instruction a week from a teacher. They could also still have those students participate virtually by maybe having cameras. Many of our districts have implemented cameras in their classrooms for students to be able to zoom in, for lack of a better term. But between that homebound instruction and the ability to access some of the curriculum virtually, that would probably be the way that most districts would deal with the kind of intermittent quarantining that would happen potentially, you know, due to COVID.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.